You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Christopher Wick, a senior student at the Wolf Center for Entrepreneurship and CEO of Team Dream at Houston for the University of Houston's annual Wolf Fest competition. Wick leads a team of 9 students, including senior students Jacob Hines, Kerry Gallagher, and Paula Musa. These students are creating a Dream at Do It Entrepreneurship Camp this summer to benefit Generation One Academy, a community school that helps at-risk children. For more information about this team, you can visit dreamathouston.com. Christopher, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me, sir.
You're very welcome, and the honor is certainly ours. Impressive that you're getting such an early start in entrepreneurship. So how has the Wolf Center for Entrepreneurship had an impact in your life so far?
Well, the Wolf Center for Entrepreneurship is ranked either first, second, or third for the past 5 years, according to the Princeton Review. And the Wolf Center for Entrepreneurship has transformed my college experience. I chose the University of Houston's Bauer School of Business specifically to get into this program. Every year, there are hundreds of applicants, and they only accept no more than 40 students every year. And thankfully, I was one of those students.
Very impressive. So tell me, how are you using that impact to help others?
Well, the Wolf Center for Entrepreneurship is very passionate about spreading and creating awareness about entrepreneurship locally, regionally, and nationally. Every year, we do a competition called Wolf Fest. The purpose of this competition is to raise funds for the Wolf Center for Entrepreneurship because we pay for all of our stuff to travel to business competitions, travel to meet people like Warren Buffett and other exciting business leaders. And Wolf Fest competition is every April 8th, 9th, and 10th. And for 3 days, senior students are instructed to create stand-up businesses and sell food at many restaurants and apply all of the business lessons we've learned into creating successful enterprises on campus. It's the largest competition we have every year. And this year, I was selected out of one of 8 team CEOs, and my team, Dream at Houston, is doing our competition a little bit differently this year.
And tell us more about what is the Dream at Houston Entrepreneurship Camp 2014.
The Dream at Do It Entrepreneurship Camp 2014 is what we're doing differently. Every year, each team is encouraged to raise over $10,000 each for the school. This year, we decided not only did we want to raise money for the Wolf Center for Entrepreneurship, but we also wanted to take on a social cause. Here in Houston, the university is located in the Greater Third Ward of Houston, Texas. The statistics about the children here are startling. Even though Third Ward residents grow up less than a block away from the University of Houston, most of them will never make it here because only 7% of residents will ever graduate college. Our team has decided that we'd like to change it. So instead of just raising $10,000 for our school, this year we're setting out to raise $20,000 for 3 purposes. 1, to raise money for the Wolf Center for Entrepreneurship. 2, to design a one-day camp for 5th and 6th grader students from Generation One Academy to come participate with the business students. And 3, we'd also like to give Generation One, at the end of the day, a grant.
Today we are joined by Christopher Wick, a senior student at the Wolf Center for Entrepreneurship and CEO of Team Dream at Houston for the University of Houston's annual Wolf Fest competition here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Christopher, why did you decide to do an online campaign here?
We decided to do an online campaign for the Wolf Center for Entrepreneurship and the children at Generation One Academy because we wanted to reach more people. And since we started planning this entrepreneurship camp, amazing things have happened. That one-day camp, every student that comes will receive a certificate of completion. Each student will participate in a business plan competition, kind of like a mini Shark Tank for the 5th and 6th graders. And each student will also participate in an essay contest. Additionally, we have a really exciting guest speaker. Dr. DeMartini, a famed internationally known speaker, is coming to Houston just to speak with these children. Dr. DeMartini grew up in Houston and is now a traveling speaker. He's a human behavior specialist, former doctor, and is all about talking and teaching people how to reach the best versions of themselves. Dr. DeMartini is great for this camp because at the age of 17, Dr. DeMartini could not read or write. So he knows exactly what these children are facing. It doesn't matter your challenges or your circumstances. If you can plan it, if you can dream it, you can do it.
And well said. So lastly, why should people donate to the Dream It Houston campaign?
Through March 1st through April 1st, if you go to www.dreamithouston.com, we're doing a 30-day campaign to raise over $20,000. It's so important for people to donate to this campaign because they're not only giving to the Wolf Center for Entrepreneurship, and they're not only giving to the Generation 1 students. They're giving to the spirit of helping people overcome their challenges, supporting one of the most famous academic programs here in Houston, and creating social awareness about the challenges that at-risk students face here in the Third Ward. You can also visit us at facebook.com/DreamItHouston and twitter.com/DreamItHouston. We're looking to raise over $20,000 in 30 days, and everything helps, whether it's a $5 donation or a $5,000 donation. If you visit the website, we've got tons of perks for the donors. If you donate something, you do get something in return, and the more that you donate, the more exciting that those things are. Additionally, it's not just about raising money. It's about raising awareness. We're doing this because we love our school, and we believe that we can only keep what we have by giving it away. The Wolf Center for Entrepreneurship has transformed my college education, and I know through WolfFest and the Dream It, Do It Entrepreneurship Camp 2014, along with my teammates, our students, Generation 1, and Dr. DeMartini, I'm confident that we are going to inspire children to continue to dream and also plan ahead so they can create their future.
Well, I certainly think it's incredible and awesome and inspiring what you're doing. I certainly wish you all the best of success here, and I definitely believe you're going to definitely reach those goals and much more. Lastly, in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for those listening in?
Here's a tip that I think the listeners could really benefit from. Speaking as someone who's about to graduate from college, as someone who has had successful businesses, the most important thing is about planning for your future. There are a lot of people who dream. There are a lot of people who dream of having businesses. There are a lot of people who dream of becoming successful and creating enterprises. But nothing can be achieved without planning. The Wolf Center for Entrepreneurship has helped me plan my future and helped me plan my future businesses. In this camp, that's exactly what we're doing with the children. They don't have to just dream about going to college. They can do it. So for all your listeners out there, anyone with an entrepreneurial mindset, as long as you can strategize it and plan it, then you can dream it and do it.
Well, Christopher, I certainly have enjoyed your joining us. Best of success. Come back anytime. And thanks for spending a moment with us here on Enterprise Radio today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored.
We've been speaking with Christopher Wick, a senior student at the Wolf Center for Entrepreneurship and CEO of Team Dream It Houston for the University of Houston's annual Wolf Fest competition. And once again, the website of reference is dreamithouston.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.